Daf Kuf Mem He. We're up to the third line, a fourth line. Rabbi Yehuda said it's Mechlekes Tanan. Someone just smooths out the grape juice on bread. It's not Mechshir. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Mechshir. The Mechlekes is maybe Mashka comes into Eichel, Ksir Eichel. The other one holds it's not an Eichel. So Rabbi Papa said everyone holds Mashka, but Eichel is not Ksir Eichel. Here it's Mashka that's going to be destroyed. One holds that Mashka is Ksir Mashka, the other one holds it's not. And it's the same Mechlekes of these tanaim. We learned in the Braisa, someone crushes olives with hands at tama, it's mukshir to the kabatuma. If he did it to put salt on it to make it salt to put salt, it's not mukshir. If he did it to see if the time came for the olives to be harvested, if not, it's not mukshir. This is mukshir. So like this is one holds mashka and David is mashka, and the other holds mashka is not a mashka. So Hun Yeshua said this tanaim speak mashka and David. They argue. And these tanoim speak of mashka to polish or to smooth it out. That's the machlekes. The person could squeeze a cluster of grapes into a pot, but not into a plate. Fish for its brine, not squeeze that even into a plate. Rav Dima said this whole Gemara. So Abai said, Rav Dima, you say the name of Rav. You learn the Rav, and it's not a kasha. This that we learned the name of Shmuel, that we learned Shmuel, and we asked a kasha. Did Shmuel say for the sauce of the fish even into a plate? We learned pickling that you squeeze. Rav says if you need this water itself is mutter, and for the food itself is mutter. For the water, it's a pata avlasa. Cooked foods, whether it's the goof or online, for the water is mutter because it doesn't grow in it. Shmuel says, well, it doesn't matter if it's pickled or cooked. For the water itself is mutter. For the food itself is mutter, so it's oichel, and for the water is pata avlasa. Says, I swear, my eyes saw it. I heard the name for the mouth of Rav Yirmiyah heard Zerub, Zerub heard Rav Chiya Rashi. Rav Chiya Rashi heard from Rav. But let in the Braisa, pickling that he squeezed it out, Rav said if you need it for the food, it's mutter. For the water, it's pata avlasa. Cooked foods, whether it's the goof, the main for the water, is mutter. Shmuel says, either case, if you need it for the food, it's mutter. For the water, it's pata avlasa. Be'echel says the chiddush, whether it's pickled or cooked, if you need it for the food, it's mutter. For the water, you'll be chaya v'chatas. It's now asked the kasha. You're allowed to squeeze pickled food in Shabbos, it's like Shabbos, but not in Matzah Shabbos. And olives and grapes shouldn't squeeze. And if you squeeze the Chayv Chata, it's a Kasha Rav, Kasha Shmuel, and Kasha Rabbi Yechon, because it's not like any of them. Because we're saying it's the same din as fish. So the Gemara says, Rav explains according to his reasoning. And Shmuel explains his reason. Rav explains his reasoning. He has to squeeze pickled food on Shabbos and on Tzarech Shabbos, but not Matzah Shabbos when he needs it for the food. But for the liquid, it's pata avlasa. And cooked foods, whether it's the gufan or for the water, is mutter. And olives and grapes, you shouldn't squeeze them. If you squeeze, you chayav chatas. Shmuel explains according to his reasoning, which means he says you got to squeeze pickled food, juice on Shabbos and Tzarech Shabbos. And who had them for cooked food? When do you say this? When you need it for the food. But for the liquid, it's pata avlasa. And olives and grapes, you shouldn't squeeze. If you squeeze, it's chayav chatas. Rav explains according to his reasoning, you got to squeeze pickled foods on Tzarech Shabbos, not Matzah Shabbos. This is both pickled foods and cooked foods. When? Dafka, if you need it for the food. But for the liquid, don't squeeze it. If you squeeze it, it is as if you squeezed olives and grapes. Yichayev chattas. He, Rashi, said, Nimrav, Natari, Nachayev, only on crushing olives and grapes alone. So to the Nash said, Natari, Nachayev, only on crushing olives and grapes alone. And then he adds on, Eid, Vipi Eid, is not kosher, only Le'ed is Isha, to say that her husband died. So the Gemara asks, what about Eid, Vipi Eid? Is good for Eid, is Bechar, to say that the Bechar did not make a mum or not? So Rav Ami said it's also, Rav Asi said it's mut. So Rav Ami said to Rav Asi, we learned before Ish, by Menashe, ain't eight be eight kosher, only eight is Isha. Well, this is only eight is Isha's Kshayla, and she's kosher for Bechor also. If Yehim is Masha, eight be eight for Bechor. And Rehim recalled, Yehim is Shari Bruch is Mata Bechor, and Allah is eight be eight is kosher for Bechor. Then we said, if you have honey combs, Rav Hoshi said, and Adol said, and brought this Mishnah and said, olives and grapes that he crushed their shelves, they came out themselves is awesome. Lens of Shimon Mata. So they said, what, are you just bringing an extra of Shema to say it's a Mishnah? So Abaza is telling me a lot, because the Mishnah, I would think, Dafka over there, where it's originally a food, and at the end it's a food, because it's honeycomb. But here it's originally a food, and you're squeezing out the liquid, maybe it shouldn't be kamash. Well, that you chayav in this case also. Mishnah says, whatever you cook in hot water Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to soak it in hot water on Shabbos. Whatever doesn't come in hot water Erev Shabbos, you can eat it raw, you're allowed to rinse it in hot water on Shabbos, except for old salty fish, and old salty foods, which are over a year old, and fish that are salty, the small fish, and kulis espan, which they get cooked by the hot water, that their rinsing is gemar melach, and therefore it's also. So once, what's the case? So Sefer says, for instance, chicken al Rav Abba. They used to cook it and soak it in water to till it melts. Rav Sefer said, one time I was over there and I ate from it, and if not for Rav Abba that brought me wine that was 3 years old, I would have thrown it out. Rav Yechanan, he would spit up from Kutar Bavloi, he felt that was disgusting. Rav Yosi said, why don't we spit up from Tanagoda Rav Abba? And also Rav Rav, God says, sometimes I went there and he made Kutar Bavloi that everyone who was sick would ask for it. Whoever doesn't do chamin, hot water, what happens if he did rinse it? Rav Yosi says, chayv chatas. Now Rav Yosi says, even with learned, except for Mendech Yosha Kulis Espan, because there hadocha, the rinsing hot water, that's well enough. So you see, from there that the chayv chatas. Rav Dechi Bar Abba and Rav Bar Abba, Rav Asi sat in front of Rav Yechanan, and Rav Yechanan was falling asleep. So Rav Abba said to Rav Asi, why the birds above are fat? He said, go look at Midbaz, I'll show you fatter than them. Why are the holidays in Babel happy? Because they are aneim, they're poor. Why are Tamid Chum in Babel wear special clothing? Because they're not Meitar. So they need the clothing for cover. So he said, why are the Goyim very dirty? Because they eat Shkatzer and Musa. So Rav Yechanan woke up and said, young children, didn't I tell you? You have to be sure, like a sister that's asked to you, say it, if not, don't say it. So he said, okay, so you tell us. So he said, why the Oivs Babel fat? Because they never went to Gol. It says, and then it says at the end of the pasuk that they came, that these were the birds. And here we see, where see when it goes, it says, it says, they went, the word behem is the Gematria 52. Rabbi Yanko and Rabbi Yechon said they all returned except for Kulis Yisbanim. So Rav said that this slant above all, that's the water goes up to Ein Eitim, which is the highest place in Eretz Yisrael. Why didn't this Kulis Yisbanim go up, back up? Because it doesn't have a strong shadr, so it can't climb up. Then we asked why the houses above all happy? Because they weren't in that klola. It says, Vishbati, Kol, Mesoisa, Chaga, Chacha, Shabbata. All my damn. It says, Kachek, Menechasa, Nasha, El Aterech. What's Hoyle Aterech? The Brother said, Kachek, Menechasa, it's not enough for Kaiser than sin. They're matriach me to show. I should figure out what Zera, Tav, Zera should bring on them. Vitzik, there's no reg, Yantav that didn't come. The army didn't come to Tzipari to conquer. The Chim said, there's no Yantav that didn't come to Tveri, this Egmon and Katan of Alasmoir. Then he asked, why does Vidchom go to Tzion wearing splash clothes? Because they're not coming from there, so the people have to know who they are, that Vidchom. And a person said, the people used to say, in the city, your name sticks out before you. When you're out of your city, then you have to wear special clothing. Then it says, those that came, roots of Yaakov, Yatsapar and Israel. Basically, these are the Vidchom Shabbat, that they make tzitz and the prach of flowers for Torah. Why are they Vidchom Israel? Because they didn't stand by Arsina. Because when the Nachash was boiled, and Chavin gave her the advice to eat, he put in her dirt. Kaisel, so Har Sinai, it stopped that dirt, that poison. And Chavin, that didn't start Har Sinai, the poison did not stop. This is the end of Daf Kof Mem Hei.